The reading is from Esther chapter 55, beginning at verse 1 and can be found on page 742 of Church Bible.
Come all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and all who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend your money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good. Your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love followed to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations that you know not, and nations that you do not know will hasten to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
Thank you very much, Scouts. If you'd like to go and sit down. That was great. I could hear every word of that, which was absolutely brilliant. We're going to be thinking about that Bible reading a little bit later, but first we're going to sing another song. Harvest happens every year, year after year, on and on and on and on, so regularly, so reliably. And that's a sign of God being reliable, of God being faithful. The chorus of this song, forever, God is faithful. Every year, he keeps providing the harvest for us, year after year. The great faithfulness of God. So let's stand to sing. Now, everyone loves an invitation, don't we? We love to be invited to a party, maybe, or love to be invited round to someone's house. Hands up if you've got an invitation that you're looking forward to, an invitation of something that's coming up. Yes, James, what have you got an invitation? It's not James, is it? So, what have you got an invitation to?
Sportex party.
What sort of sportex? What sort of party?
A trampoline
party. Trampoline party. Wow, that sounds good. Right. Okay. Ben, what have you got an invitation to?
A wedding.
A wedding. Right. Okay. When's that? Next year, all right, okay, looking ahead. James, what have you got?
A party.
Do you know what sort of party it is? Laser Quest party, right, okay. What about down the road there? What? Yes? Oh, right, okay, very good. Lots of parties coming up. Anything over here? We've got anything with any? Yes, Hazel? Dinner with friends, okay, lots of invitations. And our international visitors, you have been invited today to lunch, haven't you? To somebody's house somewhere. We all love an invitation. Well, pop that up on the screen there. This, Dee Dee and I have been invited to a wedding, Ben over there. And this is actually next Saturday. Not very far away at all. Mr. and Mrs. Mervyn Hart request the pleasure of the company of Mr. and Mrs. Reverend Escott. Sounds like there's three of us, actually, doesn't it? Mr. and Mrs. and Reverend. Anyway, at St. Luke's Church, Goostree, and afterwards at Colshaw Hall. That's the bit I'm looking forward to, the afterwards bits, the food, really. That's next Saturday. What is so nice? What's so good about an invitation? Why do we like to be invited? Yes, why?
It shows that people want you to be around them and they like you.
Brilliant. It shows that people want you to be around with them. What did you say?
It shows that people want to be around with you and
yes,
them.
That's right. They want your company, doesn't it? It says here, Mr. and Mrs. Mervyn Hart request the pleasure of the company of Mr. and Mrs. Reverend Escales. That's nice, isn't it? They want our company. They want us to be with them. Well, our reading this morning is an invitation. Come, all you who are thirsty, come, buy and eat. This is an invitation, and it's an invitation from God. That's pretty special, isn't it? I know that there are some people here who have been invited to a garden party at Buckingham Palace. Ah, you get an invitation from the Queen. Imagine that landing on the doormat, and it's got a crown on the back of the envelope, or I don't know, but whatever. That would be special, wouldn't it? But this invitation knocks spots off that. This invitation is way better, because it's an invitation from the living God himself. And it's an invitation to come to the waters for those who are thirsty. So it's an invitation to drink to satisfy a thirst, or to eat to satisfy a hunger. You know, when you're really thirsty, maybe you've been doing some exercise and your mouth is dry and your tongue is sticking to the roof of your mouth and your whole body is dehydrated and you just feel completely worn out. You're so thirsty. And then someone offers you a nice drink of cold water. This might take some time. And suddenly, you're revived. You feel so much better. The thirst is quenched. You feel like you've been brought back to life by that drink of water. And that's the sort of experience that God is inviting us to. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters to be revived. And who's this invitation to? Well, come all. This is for everybody. This is all who are thirsty. This is not just religious people. This is not just good people. This is for anybody who is thirsty. This invitation from God himself. And did you notice there's something rather strange? It says, come you who have no money. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. So this is for those who haven't got any money, but this food is, well, it's free. It's offered as a gift for those who have no money. Now, the Cubs have been doing a little bit of research this past week to help us think about that. And a couple of them are going to come and tell us about the research that they've been doing. Would the two lads like to come out?
Ben found out that the average cost of a pint of milk is 44p. In 1971, it was only 5p. Ethan found out that the cost of a loaf of Hovis wholemeal bran, medium slice, is £1.10. Joseph found out that a bottle of Cloudy Bay Sovereign Blanc costs £25. Noah reckoned the average cost of a bottle of wine is £8, but Harry said it was £50.
Okay, stay there a moment. Brilliant, that was ever so well read. Now that's the average cost of food. That's the cost for normal sort of food. But God's invitation is for the richest affair. the richest of the, this is the very best, the most expensive sort of food. So the cubs did a bit more research.
You can give your find out that the most expensive milk is $43 a quarter. That is £17.48 per pint. Drew discovered that the most expensive loaf of bread in the world costs £93. James and Sam found the most expensive bottle of wine for sale was $500,000, which is £409,627.50. A 73-year-old bottle of French Burgundy is the most expensive bottle of wine ever sold at auction, fetching $558,000.
Brilliant. Give them a round of applause. That's... Thank you ever so much. I know, yes. Yes. Jacob's just pointing out my misspelling to me. I said battle of wine instead of bottle of wine. Well, what a lot of money that is, isn't it? And God is saying here that that's the sort of food, the best, the most expensive that he's offering, and it's for free. It's without money. But this invitation is even better than that. Because it's not ordinary food that God is talking about. This sort of food, the pasta and more pasta and what have we got here? The rice. Well, that's good. It keeps our bodies alive physically. But the sort of food that God is talking about, well, it's free and it's for our soul. Your soul will delight in the richest of fare. It's food to keep us spiritually, make us spiritually alive. It's the sort of food that satisfies that deepest need deep down inside us. It's when we ask those sort of questions of, well, what is life all about? What are we here for? It's that sense that life is more than waking and working and eating and sleeping and watching TV. The sense that there must be more to life than this. It's that sort of hunger. Now, I think when you're young, you don't really feel it so much, because everything is new and exciting. Everything's coming round for the first time. But when you're getting on in years, when you get to be a teenager, and, well, you begin, that Xbox begins to get a bit boring, and you've got life stretching out ahead of you. It's that sort of hunger, that longing, which God says he can satisfy. Your soul will delight in the richest of fare. So what is this soul food that God is offering for free? If it's not potatoes and pasta. Well, did you notice God says, listen to me and eat. Give ear and come to me. Hear me and your soul, that your soul may live. This is food that's received not through our mouths, but through our ears. This is listening to God speaking to us. This is when we access this food by reading our Bibles. Here it is. It's for free as we read God's word to us. And then at the very end of our reading, Isaiah stops using picture language and he starts speaking plainly. And he said this, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. And he says of that sort of person, let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. So here is this food that God's offering. It is his mercy, his kindness. It is his forgiveness, his pardon, freely given. You see, None of us have treated God as we should have done. We've put ourselves in charge instead of Him being in charge. And so our friendship with God is broken down. It's not the way that God wants things to be. So He offers this free pardon, this forgiveness for all who will turn back to Him and put Him in charge. And when that happens, that friendship is mended. God forgives so that He can invite us back to friendship with Him, invite us back into His family. That's the spiritual food, the special food that satisfies our deepest need. That friendship with God that you and I were made for, that can begin now and last forever. You see, we might try and fill that soul hunger with lots of other things, with new games or new toys or new friends, and it seems to work for a while. Those are good things, but it doesn't last forever. The need doesn't satisfy that deep down need, because we were made for a friendship with God, and it's only when that friendship is mended that meets our deepest need. We might ignore it. We might end up settling for less. We might end up persuading ourselves that this life is all there is. That work, eat, sleep, watch TV is life at its best. But you and I were made for so much more. Made for a friendship with God. And it's only when that friendship is mended that our deepest need is met. That's the food that satisfies. That's the food that delights our souls when we begin to taste of it. Now, some of you may be sitting there thinking, well, this is just too good to be true. How can God just forgive me? I know I've done wrong. I've hurt other people. I've ignored the God who's made me, the God who gives me harvest year by year. Surely God can't say, never mind. Let's just forget about it. Let's pretend it never happened. Well, if that's you, your instinct is absolutely right. God cannot say, let's pretend. But in just the previous page of Isaiah here, he has talked about someone who would suffer. He's talked about someone who would give his life as a payment for sins. Someone who would be crushed for our iniquities, our wrongdoing. And Isaiah is predicting what Jesus would come and do 700 years later, when he died on a Roman cross. Jesus willingly paid for my forgiveness so that this offer could be free. This food is free. God cannot say, let's pretend. But the offer is free because the price has already been paid. So it's no surprise that 700 years later, Jesus said this, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. I wonder if Jesus had those words of Isaiah 55 in his mind when he said that. Rather seems like it, doesn't it? That special food, that friendship with God that Isaiah was talking about. It's through me, says Jesus. Come to me. Accept me as the captain of your life. And your biggest questions will be answered. And your deepest need will be met, says Jesus. Let's have a prayer together. Jesus said, "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."